I've always had this drive. It's been, you know, it's been this way for a very long time. And I've always been told to express myself. But what's interesting about my parents, they actually were told to explain things to me. It's a lot of times, you know, they've read to me, but they've explained a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it keeps on going on. No matter what it was, if I had a question about life or even it could have been anything about science, art. I mean, my parents, you know, they were able to, it just in everyday life. When I was older, when I was probably in between 10 and 13, they've actually tested me in the order of what you call your verbal intelligence. I've actually had the verbal intelligence of a 17-year-old because I went and talked to my mother. It's now, I've always wanted to, explaining this, it's always been the interest of mine, how the brain works, how it functions. I never really considered having a disability. I have to put my whole entire, how I view, not just myself, but how you view the world is how you, basically how you look at it. And I have been here, done that. And, you know, I've always had that drive of being independent. I've always wanted to do things on my own. Also, that's the other thing. My parents always try to encourage me to do things on my own, to learn from my mistakes. You know, there's a lot of people with disabilities, if they make a mistake, they hold their hand. They don't give people, you know, it seems like it happens with the mainstream population. It happens all the time. Oh, I tell you, when I got in trouble, I mean, my brother and my sister, it didn't make a difference. Who started it? You did something wrong or somebody got hurt? We all got punished. You know, I never had special treatment. And that's one of the coolest things. I also have the resilience. You know, it doesn't make a difference. If somebody knocked me down, I got back up again. My guest today is Craig Larson Jr. Craig is a program director at Gal Media in Houston, Texas, and worked in major market radio for decades, including stints in Chicago and Los Angeles. Craig is an avid fan of the Dallas Cowboys, Los Angeles Clippers, and DePaul Blue Demons. He's married to his wife of 20-plus years, and with two children and their dog Milo. And now, please enjoy our show. So, how are you?
I'm good. I'm pleased to be with you this evening.
Yeah, so am I. Okay, all right. I actually got some questions for you. Obviously, the first question is, how did you get started in sports?
Well, yeah, that's as good of a place to, to start as any. So, I think in earnest, in terms of covering sports, it began for me in the late 1980s. I was enrolled at a broadcast university. It was a 4-year Bachelor of Arts degree at Columbia College in Chicago. And big difference between attending or watching games on television as a fan versus being credentialed as a member of the media. Working at the college radio station opened up a lot of doors for me. And then probably the biggest door that opened up was about a year into my studies, I received an internship at a radio station that is still around today. I'm not that old, AM 1000 in Chicago. And that was really an exciting time in Chicago sports. The year I started there in 1991, the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan had won their first of many championships. And the other two teams that we had the broadcast rights to, the Chicago White Sox and Chicago Blackhawks, were equally competitive. They were championship contenders. And being in that atmosphere, being in that environment, getting to know and develop relationships with athletes and organizations, that pretty much propelled and firmly set the path that I was going to embark upon all those years ago. That was 30-plus years now at this point.
Well, the second question I am going to ask is, how did you get started in sports media?
Yeah, so a gentleman by the name of Chet Kopic took me under his wing. I think it's really important for future broadcasters. You know, if you're lucky and you're fortunate enough, you'll have a series of either role models or mentors or individuals who take a vested interest in you. And
there's an old saying, A picture's worth a thousand words, right? It is certainly true when you use a digital camera from Sony. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your family. The Sony digital camera delivers clean, sharp, and easy to download pictures. There are no buttons to set, and your picture will turn sharp and clear every time. And the price is unbelievable. Just $49.95 plus tax. So does it make sense to treat everyone in your family to a Sony Digital? See your dealer or camera selection at your favorite department store. Do it today and save your memories. Hey Twin Cities, do you have junk? We are Junk Genius, your premier removal specialist. Our services include garbage removal, junk pickup, furniture removal, appliance removal, and much more. Please call us today to get a quote. Call 612-445-6016. Again, that's 612-445-6016. Or online at www.junkgenius.com. Again, that is www.junkgenius.com.